Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. James chapter 2, verse 1. My dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favour some people over others? Do you have favourites? Or do you look at other people in the same way, whatever their age, education, wealth, beauty, race, religion, and irrespective of whether you know them or not? The first question suddenly got more difficult, didn't it? We would all be keen to claim that we don't have favourites, but James points out to his readers that favouritism very easily creeps into our thinking. James describes a situation that could happen in a local church. An obviously wealthy person comes to a service and is welcomed generously and given a good seat. He's followed by a scruffy man whose poverty is plain for all to see, who is told rudely to sit down and find a place on the floor. James proclaims boldly that this should not happen. The main reason why favouritism should not happen is that God doesn't do it. God welcomes everyone, whoever they are, and we're all called to do the same. On the face of it, it sounds very reasonable and straightforward, but it is in fact very difficult to do, because we all have preferences, and we all get on with some people better than others. I always feel anxious when I go to a church where everyone looks more or less the same, similar age, education, wealth, ethnicity, and outlook. I understand easily how it happens, but it hardly suggests that we've learnt how to welcome people in the same way as God. I'm not for a moment suggesting that it's easy not to show favouritism, but the Bible makes it plain that favouritism is totally unacceptable to God, and that the church should be a place which throws open its arms to every kind of person. Lord, forgive us if we've allowed favouritism to creep into our thinking. Help us to welcome everyone in the way that you do. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.